This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Okay, thanks for being part of the show today. Appreciate it. You know, there's a beautiful story I want to tell. It's a great reminder that people are good. People are very, very good. And cops are good, too, by the way, despite what the media tells you. Welcome back to the Zioli Show on Twitter at Rich Zioli. I want to welcome to the program Patrolman Matthew Woolen. He's with the Runnymede Police Department. Officer Woolen, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, thank you. There's a little boy in South Jersey battling cancer. He's 5 years old. And you guys did something really amazing for him. His name is Sean Copes. Tell us about that day you guys showed up.
Well, it all started, I posted something on Facebook for him. It's for active law enforcement officers, more or less just to collect patches and coins. And then soon after, I was contacted by an NYPD officer named David Chenise. He wrote an article called A Call for Arms to help bring awareness to the cause and help obtain more patches, coins within the law enforcement community. shortly after, I was contacted by an organization called Hero One. They're out of Louisiana. He also sent me a care package. It was made up of coins, thin blue line bracelets, flags, and matchbox cars. And then on Monday, I was contacted by the Rolling Badges. It's a motorcycle organization comprised of active, retired law enforcement officers. They came, went down the street, rolled up. It was a beautiful day.
So there's little Sean Copes, who's battling cancer, is 5 years old. And so all of a sudden he's standing outside. And then here come active and retired law enforcement officers on motorcycles and in their cars and showing up. You give him patches. You made him an honorary officer for the day. It was like a dream come true for the kid.
Yeah. You know, no family deserves to go through this. So anytime that we can bring some positivity, bring positivity to it, we're going to try our best, you know.
It's a beautiful story. I saw Fox 29 covered this, and Matthew Woolen, I wanted to get you on the show, Officer Woolen, Runnymede Police Department, because I saw in the story that so many South Jersey police departments joined in to give patches and coins to little Sean, and I know his mom was just blown away by that and was just really touched by how special that was.
Yeah, so I posted on that forum on Facebook, and every day I'm receiving packages at my police department. Patches, stickers, hats, different things. So, anytime that I can get, anytime I get the patches, I'm going to drop them off. But I probably have another, 100, 150 patches I still have to drop off.
And I want to mention, too, Sean is battling cancer. He's got to go back to CHOP. He's got a long road ahead. And he, his mom, of course, is, as any mother would be right now, having such a very tough time with this. They started a GoFundMe account for Sean to help pay for his surgeries. And because of the exposure, officer, that you gave him and you and your fellow officers gave to the story that Fox 29 covered, they've raised over $20,000 now. They still have to get to $30,000, I think, is their goal right now in the GoFundMe account. But I want people to realize two things. I mean, number one, the fact that all of you police officers took the time to go and make little Sean's day. And then two, by doing so, you raise the profile, the awareness, by posting it on Facebook and getting all these other police departments involved. And then it leads to Fox 29 covering the story, which then leads to the GoFundMe account being covered. And now, the family's getting the money it needs for the surgeries and the treatment he's going to need over at CHOP.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing. Anytime that you can bring awareness, whether it's one family or just, for the awareness of childhood cancer, it's a great thing. Like last Saturday, Jess Malin, along with Andrea's daughter, Mia, they put together a lemonade stand at our local VFW, and it was the participation in the community is outstanding. I think they raised a little over $2,500 for Alex's lemonade stand. So, it's great how the community can just come together for, each other. You know, they would do the same thing for, you know, their neighbor. So it's great that we can, you know, anything that we can do is fantastic.
You know what's cool, too, is that you mentioned you post this on Facebook, and then all of a sudden you start getting contacted by all of these other police departments who want to help. It's not like you went to them and asked them. They just they take the time to reach out to you to say, hey, we're in. What can we do?
Yeah, you know, so being a police officer, we still see a great deal of negativity on a daily basis. So we're always the one that people call upon during the bad moments. So it's nice to be able to do something positive for a child and their family, you know, and that's the way that the whole country feels as police officers. You know, we every day we're seeing stuff, you know, stuff that's bad. And, you know, if you can send a patch, it's, you know, the smallest little thing brings, you know, joy to a kid. It's a nice thing.
Are you part of the Rolling Badges? I know you mentioned they contacted you, the Rolling Badges, right?
I am not a part of them. They contacted our police department, and then, you know, I was speaking to Frank, the grandfather of Sean, and he was saying that Fox was going to be out there. So then we just, you know, last minute, they had about four guys come out. We were planning to do it Tuesday, and they were going to have about 40 or 50 bikers part of the Rolling Badges. But since it was so last minute, just they could only... can only do like three or four guys.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's just great. The Rolling Badges, mostly cops, active and retired from all over the region, and that's what they do. They make it their business to help people. Matthew Woolen's on with me. He's a patrolman with the Runnymede Police Department in South Jersey. They showed up to help a little boy who's battling cancer, Sean Copes, SHAWNCOPES, and there's a GoFundMe account set up for him right now, and all these police officers showed up to make him an honorary officer for the day, patches and badges and all kinds of stuff. Did it lights and sirens? And I mean, I think of this heartbreaking. I mean, I think my son is going to be five in just a couple, like a month. But I know kids love like motorcycles and kids love cop cars and they love the lights and sirens and everything. Did you guys do all that for him too?
Yeah, we rolled down, like they're on a pretty main road in our community. So we rolled down lights and sirens. You know, I was up in the front, and you had my sergeant. Sergeant Burns was behind me. We had Detective Speakman, Captain Murray, and then a few off-duty, you know, vehicles or whatever, personal vehicles were behind us as well, and then, you know, the four motorcycles. So it was nice because they were all standing out front, and the excitement on Sean's face was, you know, it was nice to see.
Oh, that's great, my friend. Well, listen, God bless you. Stay safe out there, and thanks for doing something really so incredibly special to raise awareness about this beautiful little boy and to make his day. And thanks to every officer who was involved that day. Just my personal thanks to each and every one of you for that. And God bless the Copes family. And again, remember, you know, Sean has got a long road ahead, so if you want to help out, there's a GoFundMe. Just put in his name and GoFundMe. You'll be able to see it, and you can help out. And every contribution counts, of course. Officer, I want to thank you again for coming on the show, Officer Woolen, and stay safe, my friend.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. 855-839-1210 is our number.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.